this episode of Retain FM. My name is Pete, and today I'm joined by my business partner from SEO Hive, all the way from California, Mr. Jeffrey Patch. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pete. Hey, I have a quick language translation. Is business partner English for, you know, fancy English for best friend ever?
Yeah, absolutely. And okay, that's thanks. What I'm going to tell all Americans.
Thank you. I'm good. I'm here with my normal early morning jokes, and thanks for having me.
No, it's a pleasure. And well, this isn't the first time you've been on the show, but before we maybe get into what we're doing, which is a little bit different for this episode, but before we get into that, do you just want to introduce yourself and what you do alongside being my business partner at SEO Hive? And
alongside being your best friend.
Alongside being my best friend. And then we take it from there.
Yeah, so I'm Jeffrey Patch. I live clear across the world in Southern California, beautiful and extremely hot today, Southern California. I am a longtime WordPress developer / site builder / entrepreneur / done everything that you can do in the WordPress industry at some point. For the last 5 or 6 years or so, my focus has been on my maintenance business. We mostly do white label maintenance for agencies and stuff. It's called Maintain Press. And then I know we'll get into a little bit more, but a couple years ago, Pete and I connected and kind of had some mutually brilliant ideas, and SEO Hive was born. So we're 2.5 years now, right?
It will be 2.5 years on the 1st of October, 2022.
Wow, that's like in a couple days, or maybe a few days ago, depending on when this is released.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is, so we're recording this in the back end of September. I think it will be in a couple of days, because I think I'm going to hit publish on this probably in 24 hours of us recording it. So yeah, it will be in a couple of days. Now, here in the UK, it's, 6:15 on a Tuesday night, and that makes it about 9:45 with Mr. Patch. And Tuesdays, about this time, is when we have our weekly team catch-up call. So we thought that it would just be cool. Well, look, I don't really talk about SEO Hive too much on the podcast, largely because I don't want to seem to be sort of just pushing my own stuff all the time, and I have guests and all that kind of thing. But I haven't mentioned it for a while. But also, we just thought it would be cool to just record something, which is a little bit of, hey, look, this is what we do. We don't really talk about it all that much. So hence it, we've done our business for the day, or certainly what we needed to do in the last sort of half an hour, and we've hit record on a podcast, and here we are. And what a journey it's been since like 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. Jeff, do you want to, well, what's your recollection of where we started? Because we literally launched at the start of the pandemic, didn't we? That's the nuts thing about all of this.
Yeah, it's weird. It like completely coincides with the pandemic. I mean, like basically to the day when the world shut down was when we had a big launch set up. And I know we've talked about this a bit in the past, but I think both of us were so, I don't know if anxious is the right word, but we were ready to just kind of put it on the back burner because we saw the world crumbling down. And a lot of our clients, you know, we both have a lot of, clients for like website care plans and, you know, marketing stuff. And, you know, real quick at the beginning of the pandemic, I know other people were affected the same way. We saw companies cutting costs and, you know, some of them even closing down completely because they literally could not open physically if that was the type of, business they ran. And the last thing either of us wanted to do was then ask people for more money, which was what felt like we were doing. And just how terrible of people are we if we're marketing to people in the midst of this. And I think I remember who it was, but correct me if I'm wrong. I want to say it was Kyle. It was just kind of, he like virtually slapped us and was like, you guys, this is exactly what people need. It's not you're not taking money from them. We're like, oh my gosh, thank you for that kind of mindset shift. And, you know, it turned out we could help people tremendously during this time rather than, you know, just take money for no reason, obviously. And, you know, we launched to a surprising amount of fanfare. and had to scale very, very quickly, which of course brought its own successes and a few road bumps along the way. But it started off on a real wild ride, and it's thankfully steadied, but it's been a lot of fun.
It has. And I seem to remember my recollection of that time is so we hooked up. That sounds a bit official. We started talking in late 2019 because you'd started thinking about doing something that was a slightly higher value recurring product to maintain press, which is slightly on the lower end of things, or was back then. And I'd thought about doing some kind of product stuff, but had never done that before. So we kind of joined forces because you'd done the productized service stuff, I'd done the SEO stuff. Together, we could do something that was a, it's still good value for money, but a bit higher value in terms of recurring revenue. And hence SEO Hive was born. And then my recollection of that week in particular was that we went from saying, right, we're going to put this on the back burner because we don't want to be those guys that are charging people at the start of a pandemic when what the hell's going on, to like 4 or 5 days later saying, right, we're going to launch on April Fool's Day, on April the 1st, and sort of restructuring the service a bit so that it was that kind of so that we could basically deliver it in that kind of time frame. It was a bit trimmed down to begin with. Our onboarding periods were a bit longer than maybe they needed to be, but we had no idea whether we were going to sell two of these things or 200 of these things. So we sort of built in a bit of breathing space. It was that really was a crazy kind of time.
I mean, I both of us, I we're pretty positive people for the most part. We're optimistic. But I think I'm speaking for both of us when I say we were blown away by the response.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So we have a Slack channel together with the rest of the team in there, and I just remember private DMs coming in saying, we've got another one and another one and another one. it was just insane. And I mean, thankfully it calmed down because we were, literally we didn't know whether we were going to sell. Well, we hoped we'd sell two, but we were kind of worried that we'd sell 200. And we didn't sell 200. I'll just add that in.
Not quite.
But we were into dozens and dozens and dozens of subscriptions within the first couple of weeks, which was truly humbling. And did come with some challenges and some growth that we had to find very quickly. And I don't know about you, but like now fast forwarding 2.5 years, I can't really imagine life without SEO Hive. So it does seem nuts that we were literally a couple of days away from not actually starting it at all because we didn't know what this pandemic was going to bring.
Yeah, and I think this could possibly sound a bit like we're humble bragging. That's not the case at all. It's more that, we had an idea, we knew we could do it, and we put it out in the world, and it really, it took off. It turned out it was a good idea. It turned out it was needed. There's no shortage of white label SEO companies out there, but we did things a little bit different and had a few different people's ears, and it was, it launched well. It's been successful since. And I said, I'm not trying to humble brag, but I'm very humbled by it all.
Well, I think that's a key. There's some key points there, which is firstly, look, productizing something like SEO wasn't the most straightforward thing. In fact, if anything, I think in our first setup phase, that was the thing that you and I probably had to work through the most in terms of our personal personalities, personal differences to the approach, because you very much were. I remember having these things and saying things which to me seemed like they were perfectly clear, and you would just say things like, "Yeah, that's just going to send the support tickets like wild. We can't do that. We're going to have to change that." So hence we settled on initially launching with three pathways, which to be honest, I mean, those three pathways still exist. They've changed a little bit, and they've we now have other things that sit around them. But those three pathways are still kind of right at the heart of the business, and certainly still the kind of biggest monthly revenue generator for us at this moment, at this time of recording.
Yeah, that's still it's funny. Like you said, it has changed a little bit. It's evolved a little bit, but they're basically the same. You know, it's the same three core services that we launched, and so we've put a good, 2+ years behind those. We've seen what works and what doesn't work. We've seen how the team can very quickly grow with new clients and new industries and new niches, which is, another thing that I know we were kind of anxious from the beginning. Productizing kind of means you're open to everybody, and when you're open to everybody, it's really hard to be the expert on everything. But I think we've learned to walk a real good line there. And now we're, like I said, moving into 2.5 years here, where we've launched some new kind of services, some new flagship services, we're calling it, I think is the kind of case, a little more, help me find the words here, Pete, a little more fleshed out. No, I don't know what, what I'm trying to say here, but.
Yeah, so one of the things that we kind of soft launched it over this summer, didn't we, was our honeypot plan. I still can't say that title without smiling, because
It's okay.
every time I say the honeypot plan, I just think of Winnie the Pooh.
I know. I know. I keep using the little honeypot emojis and stuff, and some of them are so like they're different on one service than another. Just some of them are so cartoony and funny, but we got real punny with the business name here.
We did. You did. And it's real true. Every time we've changed something or launched something, the first thing I do is go and Google like bee related terms. And
Yeah.
that's exactly true of our scout reports that we launched. What we probably launched those about a year ago now, if not a bit longer. So the scout reports came from something we learned from our clients, which was that, our service was great for people that already knew how to sell SEO, but once they'd sold SEO, we could do the delivery, but we weren't really helping them with that gap of how to sell SEO. So the Scout reports basically are a product that gives you all of the information that you need to put together your SEO proposals. They're a one-off cost, and if you then onboard the site with us, we then give you a discount of the same value. So it's, essentially, if you onboard that client, then the Scout reports technically become free, I suppose, to you. But that's they're called scout reports, not only because you're scouting for business, but because there is such a thing as a scout bee that goes to find new locations that hives can be built. Or do bees build hives? I don't know what the adjective is for that, but that there is a scout bee, hence we have scout reports. And then the honeypot plan, which is a little bit of everything, then sort of follow suit. But yeah, I must have Googled bee related terms more than a dozen times in the last 2 years,
Yep.
to see if something will fit. But I think like the scout reports were something that we listened to our customers, and again, this isn't a humble brag, but we listened to our customers and we put a solution in place, which it does help us because it helps our clients sell our services easier, but it also helps them because it helps them sell their services easier. The honeypot plan was kind of is basically a result of the same process, and it's a little bit of everything, isn't it? I mean, that's kind of where that is. Rather than having to do all three full-on pathways, here's a little bit of everything, which is just a good base of SEO for your general high street store or your mum and dad pop shop, or those sites that don't necessarily need the full-on kind of SEO targeted thing. They just need to do the basics, and they need to do them well, and they need to do them consistently. That's where the honeypot fits in.
Yep, it's kind of an all-encompassing, plan. I don't want to call it a general plan, but that's a fair description when we're looking at the businesses. I don't have any clear stats on this, but I mean, I think it's safe to say probably 80% of the websites that, agencies that we work with, that we know, our friends, our, colleagues, they're doing the mom-and-pop businesses. They're the essentially brochure sites. They have a blog, they have lead generation forms, but they're not massive e-commerce sites or news organizations with 4,000 articles and things like that. We're trying to help small, often local businesses, other other people like us, you know, that are running companies and you know, supporting families and selling services or selling goods to people in their market. It's great to be able to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's dead right. Dead right. And, you know, to have that, so the Honeypot plan, just to sort of give the details, as I say, we soft launched it to some customers. So initially we launched it to customers, or we emailed out to our customers, didn't we, saying, hey, look, we've got this idea. Do you think this would be a good fit? A lot of people came back and said they did. So they became like our target focus group. We launched it to them at the start of August, I want to say, this year. And then towards the end of August, we put it on public sale. And we've had some signups to it, which is great. So essentially, it is a little bit of each pathway. It is one content article each month rather than two. It is 20 link outreach opportunities each month rather than 50. And it's a couple of hours of on-page support rather than five. So it's a little bit of everything sort of thrown in together. And, you know, it's one easy payment. It's covers the bases. It's still the same high quality service and high quality output. It's just a little bit toned down for people that don't need that level of frequency. As you say, people, I'd say the vast majority of people that this would be suitable for have either other forms of lead generation, i.e. you know, maybe phone ads, or you know, referrals like plumbers and electricians, those kind of people, or they have another form of income generation that you know, their website maybe isn't their main one, so maybe they have a shop, like a physical bricks and mortar store or something like that. That's where this plan kind of fits the real, that's kind of the sweet spot for it. That's another pun, sweet spot.
Hey, yeah. Hold on, let me write that down in our book of notes.
So, but I'd say that's where that's a good mix. But then we have, for the first time, along with doing that, we then allowed people to double up path. Well, we're going to say double up pathways, but add the standard pathways as boosters to the Honeypot as well.
Yeah, there's some sites that, you know, they still need more or they want more. And this is kind of, rewind a little bit, this kind of actually helps the agencies in different ways too, because in addition to obviously different types of end user businesses that we're servicing here, the agencies we work with are all a little bit different. They all have different styles of doing things. They have different specialties. Some of them are literally SEO agencies that work with us kind of to farm out the work at probably for a cheaper price, which is fine. We're okay with that, you know, if it beats their costs. What we learned with the scout reports, though, is that they were maybe a little too good, because they were helping some people sell plans that they didn't really understand. And that's kind of where the Honeypot evolved. We thought, okay, we need to answer this. We need to create an answer for these situations. These are good problems to have. We've got our agency clients that are now selling too much, selling above their level. And I don't mean to insult anybody, but you know, they realize that they need more support. And so this helps that for everybody. A lot of our pathway customers are, as like I said, it's SEO agencies that pick and choose and manage on their own. And so at a certain point, we realize these kind of need to differ a little bit more. They need to find their own lanes. And we're starting to kind of split that up and see how the different styles of, you know, account management and all that happens with most of our agencies. And I don't know if we'll ever be able to standardize it across every agency's, you know, internal processes, but the more we're working with everybody, the more we do see their processes come in line, whether it's their sales or delivery and everything. And it's really amazing to be able to help everybody evolve and support their clients like this.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I think there's two things. The two biggest things I get out of SEO Hive are, firstly, meeting people. And by that, I mean, you know, our team, we've met some amazing people that work with us. Meeting people, our team and agencies, agency owners in particular, because obviously they're the people we interact with more. We don't really interact with the end clients. But then the second thing is seeing the results, or seeing the benefits that we're giving directly to people's businesses. And that is the end clients, and it's our agency partners as well, knowing that they have an output to grow their recurring revenue. And part of that is sort of a testament to the fact that we've now launched our agency plan for the Honeypot, whereby, you know, if you are an agency, look, we know we are agency owners. We still are agency owners. And we know that when you get busy, the first thing that drops off your plate is your own work, because that's just the way it goes, right? Client work's always going to come first, because that's what pays the bills. So not only did we offer an agency plan of the Honeypot, and there's details of that on our website, where, you know, you can find that. But we also, for the first time, have said, right, well, so if you have 10 client sites with us, we will then also help your agency free of charge, because we know that you're busy. We know that you've grown this thing to a point that is, it has established itself as a source of revenue in your business. So actually, we can, you know, you're going to need that level of support that you just don't need to think about. You just need to know that some of the bases are happening, because you are going to be busy yourself. And I think that knowing that we've helped people to get to that level, and that we continue to do so, that really, you used this phrase earlier about humble bragging, or humble obsession, the humble brag. I feel like I'm doing that now, but genuinely, that's what gives me a buzz, is to log into our ClickUp account, or log into our website, and actually see those agencies and the results, and the, you know, the feedback that's going back. It really does sort of put a massive smile on your face to see that actually, yeah, you're doing something that's worthwhile.
Yep. And you know, as one of my duties internally is paying the bills, and so I send out a lot of money to, you know, team and everything like that every month, and that's always a, you know, fun, stressful thing if you're not an accountant like I am not. But that has been the most rewarding thing, because throughout this, having the employees, a team, obviously, is what I mean. Watching them evolve and grow, and new opportunities in life, and is the same, just like we have with our agency partners. You know, we've had teammates get married and have children, and we've seen all kinds of, you know, things. That's, you know, some unfortunate things too, given the last couple of years. But we've created another family. And I know that a lot of the agency owners that listening to this have teams that are all across the world, whether you've met them or not, which is, you know, pretty funny. Most of our team have not met in person, but you know, we've created a second family here, and that's just, it's wonderful.
Yeah, that really is. The team are great, and yeah, it's so cool to jump on calls with them, and to you know. You can tell when people have grown, because all of a sudden they start critiquing the advice that you've given them. I think that's so cool.
I remember when you said this, and it was mostly right, but
yeah. You know this SOP we have? Well, I've just changed it a bit. That's so cool. So
that's the music to my ears.
So, you know, I realize this episode's been a bit of a ramble and a bit of a sort of drop in, but, you know, what, let me ask you maybe kind of a question, I suppose, as a sort of to sort of bring us into land a little bit. But what are you looking forward to most in the future of SEO Hive? What's the thing that's kind of driving you to still make it better?
You know, I think it's that I still want to improve. I think I've got this ideal situation of an agency's sales and delivery and the whole process here. Hopefully I find the right words here. I still have this vision, and it mostly focuses on making everything easier for them, for their clients, for everything. For the most part, everything that goes through is pretty, you know, smooth sailing, but there's always those hiccups here and there. Like I was saying earlier, there's agencies that have their own way of doing things. And I don't know if we'll ever be able to have, you know, something that never veers off course to kind of assist somebody. But I think that with this Honeypot and a more, a more managed service and a more all-encompassing service, I think we're going to find that one, this is the most, obviously most popular service for us just internally, you know, sales and everything like that. But I think it's ultimately going to improve everybody's experience. And in fact, you know, we offered the boosters and all this stuff, and we've actually had a number of our agencies kind of take advantage of the new plan already and then add everything on. So they're still getting what they were just so they can kind of get all the new features and everything like that, even though it's in one way the same and another way better. They're like, yes, we see this vision, we're going for it, and you know, ultimately this will make our clients' lives better. So I'm really excited to kind of keep ironing that out, keep watching that grow, and you know, obviously adjusting as we learn more, as we gather more data and have more results. I just, you know, I kind of foresee this just being a kind of a no-brainer service for probably any agency that does care plans to be including it for their sites, you know, basic marketing package, really.
I think, I think that's the great thing about where the honeypot sits, because, you know, I work with a number of agencies through them setting up their own recurring services. And one of the biggest objections I get is, these agencies run care plans already. They actually have like the infrastructure for doing recurring services already set up. So they, you know, they have the billing in place. They have the project management system in place. They have a way of tracking their subscriptions and their you know, their cancellations and all of that kind of stuff. But because I'm going to say $100 here, and this isn't, that's not like a scientific figure, but there seems to be this kind of barrier that if I'm doing something that's worth more than $100, or you know, it, all of a sudden it seems expensive, and the deliverables have to be way more complicated, and this, that, and the other. And it's actually not true. The process is the same. Yes, the numbers are bigger, and yes, there's maybe a bit more work you have to do each month, and you have to be able to make sure you can maintain that sort of consistently. But it's actually no different from doing the care plans. You have a scope of work. It's just that scope of work's a bit bigger. And you have a bill that goes out. It's just that bill's a bit bigger. And that's where the honeypot really sits nicely, because it's a great stepping stone to know that you maybe don't have all of the expertise that you may need in order to, you know, do full-on link outreach campaigns, or to write content for people, you know, at like 8, 10, 12 articles a month all the time. But it covers the bases of, you know, and becomes that stepping stone into, right, so let's increase your recurring revenue by doing good quality, consistent entry level, you know, SEO for those sites that need it. And then when you get some confidence with that, we can then bolster those up to whatever they need to be. Yeah, it's certainly going to be exciting.
Sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you there.
No, it's all right. You go in.
If you think back just a couple of years ago, so few people, whether they're agencies or designers or whatever we want to say, so few of them had care plans in place. Some of them might have hosted a website for a client because it was easier, but for the most part, they didn't do it. And it's, you know, care plans are a relatively new thing. And now they're almost mandatory. And as somebody who oversees several hundred of them, direct and white label for some of our partners, you know, I still see semi-frequently that the end user client, they don't always value that. You know, they might go, like you mentioned, $100. So what am I paying $100 for? Can remind me? Because they don't do much to their website. It sits there, it stays running. And, you know, we have to tell them, well, okay, part of that is hosting, part of that is all the software lives, part of, you know, all of these costs involved, this is what you're getting for your money. And they usually go, oh, okay. So now it's become kind of a mandatory thing, because we know, you know, if they don't have good hosting or that someone's not taking care of the site, their website isn't going to function. And that's when they can see the value there. But now with services like SEO Hive provides, especially with the honeypot, you now have the same exact kind of, I don't want to say mandatory, but in the grand scheme of things, it almost is for success. You know, it's now kind of a, like, you need to be offering some sort of marketing to your clients. You can't just build them a website and expect success. You need to put effort into it. And so many of our, you know, our fellow agency owners and fellow designers and developers, they shy away from marketing, they shy away from SEO because it's not their warehouse. They like to design websites or build WordPress sites, and that's fantastic. That's how I was, and that's why I started working with Pete. But now, in order to provide the best success for your clients, you've got to make sure that they're marketing. And this is the best way to be able to kind of have them get started with that, get them into producing ongoing content, connecting with, other sites, making sure the website is running well. I mean, heck, we know how many websites launch without any sort of SEO foundation.
Absolutely. And, it's that is one thing that scares me a little, if I'm honest, but it is so good to be able to offer support to agencies in that area, because it is, it's something that you need to make sure that you get right. And maybe that's something we need to talk about a little bit more, is the best practices and processes for SEO launch plans and this, that, and the other. But it's certainly I don't really know what I'm trying to say here. it's a really good, particularly the honeypot is a really good, it is that good stepping stone. It's that good introduction. It covers those bases really well. And it is going to be exciting to see where it goes in the next few months and years to come. And to see how we can build more relationships with more agency partners. This is unashamedly not a sort of sales pitch, but if you do want to find any more information about anything that we've talked about, it's all on our website, which is seohive.co. So feel free to head over there and have a browse, or send me or Jeff a message, either through the Facebook group. Jeff's part of our Facebook group. So, search Retain FM on Facebook, you can find it. And, we're more than happy to answer questions. And I think that's maybe the way that our sales have always been, isn't it, Jeff? Is that, because we launched in the pandemic, we've never run Google ads to make sales, or Facebook ads, and get, those post-it notes about, hey, do this, do that, do the other, no, just hire us. It's always been about, look, we're here to help you when you need the help for us. So just feel free to reach out. I think that's been one of the coolest parts of this is to be able to speak to people like that.
Yeah, it's. I like that we are not one of those big corporate things where we've just stepped out and don't have anything to do with anybody, but I mean, hey, well, more power to you. But I like still having my ear to the ground. Is that a saying? I don't know.
Yeah. I think that is the. I think that is a saying. Yeah, having your ear to the ground. That's the expression.
I probably used it improperly, but you know what I mean.
So look, guys, I hope you found this sort of entertaining. It's certainly been an entertaining half an hour at the end of our weekly catch-up. If you want to know more about SEO Hive, drop one of us a message, ping us in the Facebook group, or go and check out our website. And we'd love to explore whether we can improve your recurring revenue, whether we can start you on the recurring revenue journey. However our services are going to fit into your agency, we'd be delighted to have a chat and just take it from there. So Jeff, I mean, I've not really got any more to add, I suppose, but how can people reach out to you if they want to?
Probably you mentioned Facebook. I'm actually taking a little Facebook break this week, maybe next week too. We'll see. But feel free to message me on there. I do my best to get back to people as fast as I can. Sometimes it may take a day or so. But we're pretty on top of our SEO Hive inbox. So you can send us a message to the contact form, and that goes to both of us. And either way, reach out. I can't wait to continue talking to more people.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, mate, thanks for your time and for finding a bit of extra space after our meeting, as I said. But this has been fun. It's been fun for me anyway. I'm hoping it's been fun for you. And, if nobody else likes this, if we get zero listens to this, hey, at least we had a good half an hour. So
there you go.
Yeah. So everybody, including Jeff, I will see you next week.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks, everybody, for listening.